Hi, this is Zoe, and today we're talking about sacrifice, what we should and shouldn't sacrifice in leadership. Let's do it.
Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Hi, this is Zoe, and I'm speaking to you from Bali. It's not my usual podcast place, but I've been here all week after speaking at a conference and decided to take a few days off to chill by the pool and look at the ocean, and it's been delightful. It's a great way to unwind and warm up because we're heading into winter in Canberra. So today's topic around sacrifice is just ahead of next week's Anzac celebration. And whenever we celebrate Anzac, that's the commemoration of Gallipoli, when many, many, many people died at this terrible onslaught against the Turks in the First World War. I always recollect and think about my grandparents, who were both sets were both in the Second World War, and what they went through. They didn't often talk about it. The only window I had into the Second World War is when I visited them when I was 15, because I was a naughty child, and got sent off to get sort of put into shape by visiting my grandparents and getting a break from my parents. And we had a nice dinner, and they had one too many gin and tonics, and they started talking about the war. And apparently it was the only time they've ever talked about the war, spoken about the war to any of their family. So it was a real privilege. And what I remember is just the dark stories. And how my grandfather spoke about, he was in the Air Force, he spoke about heading out on a mission, knowing at that point that not all of his mates would come back with him, and coming back from a mission minus some good friends. And that kind of experience, and I think about it, if I went off to war and went out on a mission, knowing, looking around at my good friends, knowing that some of them wouldn't be with me, or I might not come back, is kind of a scary thing. And in leadership these days, it's not common in our little corner of the peaceful world to have to consider what we give up our lives for in leadership. Though there's plenty of conflict around the world where that is the case, where people do face choices every day around sacrificing their lives for what they believe in. I think it's one of the most important questions we can ask as leaders to be authentic leaders is, what do we truly stand for, and what would we make a stand at the very ultimate sacrifice? I don't have any answers for you today around that. I think it's important for each of us to consider what is most deeply important to us. When we're thinking about sacrifice, though, aside from the ultimate sacrifice, on a day-to-day basis, as leaders, we have choices that we need to make about what we do choose to sacrifice. Let me start with what people do badly in terms of the things that they sacrifice that they should not sacrifice. What I see all the time with leaders in terms of what they do sacrifice is, one, their health. As I've mentioned before, 100% of the leaders I work with need to up-level their self-care. And it's often the first thing to go out the window when things get busy. They stop the meditation, they drop the exercise, they eat badly, they default to cooling down with wine at the end of the night and starting up in the morning with some coffee. So they're in a constant assault of their senses just to get through their work. This is the one thing that they sacrifice, which they shouldn't, for sure. None of us should sacrifice our health for the sake of our work. So that's the first thing that we need to stop sacrificing. Another thing that we sacrifice is often our time with friends and family. I'm not saying that life doesn't get busy, because it does. And I tend to think of life, rather than being an even balance of scales every day, it's more of a lumpy, bumpy kind of thing. And in the lumps and bumps, sometimes it's all hands on deck and we need to get through stuff. And there's sometimes when nothing happens and we just need to chill out. What happens, though, is that we can get on the treadmill of doing, 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 and we drop off connection with other people that are meaningful, that is outside of our work responsibilities. So that's another thing I don't think we should sacrifice, is our connection and humanity, and remembering that we are whole humans, not just mono humans. We're not just work, and that we need to mix in our connection with other people. All right, so those are the two things I think that we sacrifice that we shouldn't: health and relationships. So that turns to what should we sacrifice as leaders? I think the first thing to go is selfishness. That's one thing that we can park as a leader. In fact, when we're called to lead or when we choose to lead, it's one of the things that we know is on the table. If we are selfish as leaders, we're not in service. And what happens is that we become opportunistic if we're selfish. And we're not really out for the greater good. We're out for our own good. And it's not really creating a leadership experience where other people would like to follow us. So to be a leader, really, we need to choose to park selfishness. There's a key distinction here, because I've written for years around the self-first principle, which is different to the selfish principle. Selfish is doing something for yourself in spite of other people. Self-first is doing things for yourself so that you can better serve other people, which means that it comes back to the self-care idea, that you need to look after yourself exceptionally well if you're going to be of any good to anyone. So it's meaning to stop the martyr complex where we self-sacrifice, not a good thing, in order to be of service. So the self-first principle means that you get all your needs met first. You eat well, you sleep well, you exercise, you rest. And that's so that you can show up and serve every day, to be your best in order to serve the best. That's an important principle. Selfishness, though, out the window. Second thing that we can sacrifice is invisibility. And when you think about it, to lead means to be visible. It means that you're taking a stand, you're speaking up, you're speaking out, you're daring to have an opinion and to look after others. You can't do that when you're invisible. Now, it doesn't mean that you need to lead from the front in a rah-rah hero kind of way. That's not the kind of leadership I'm proposing. However, and you can still lead from the sidelines or lead from the back or whichever position you want, in terms of being collective and inclusive, being invisible is not necessarily a principle that I subscribe to in leadership. There is a quote that says, the leader does best when the people finish their task and say they're the ones who did it. That's a really bad paraphrase. However, I think that's a misnomer. If you're a leader, you're in it with your people, and you can't be invisible in that. And to say, oh, they did it themselves, is just a bunch of false hooey, in my opinion. To be a leader, we need to be able to walk the talks and talk the talk, and to be able to stand up and speak on behalf of everyone and for everyone. We need to be able to advocate. We need to be able to call things out. We need to be able to speak the truth. So invisibility, it's a cloak of safety, and it's not for leaders. So I think that's important to be aware of, because not everybody can lead and not everybody should lead. And it was interesting to hear Simon Sinek talk about that when I saw him speak in Sydney recently. And he said, not everybody should be leaders. It takes a toll. To be visible is quite confronting. All right, so the third thing to sacrifice is fear of criticism. That goes with the visibility piece. As soon as you step up and stand out, you become a target, particularly in the Australian culture, where the tall poppy syndrome is quite rife. So, and for those of you who aren't familiar with that, that's when somebody does quite well, rises above the rest in terms of visibility or success or accomplishment. And for some reason, the rest of our peers want to bring us back down to level because of jealousy. I can't put it down to anything else. It's a weird, weird kind of dynamic. So fear of criticism goes with the territory of being a leader. And I've heard some great paradigms around this. One of my mentors says that if you're speaking to an audience, expect to have 50% of the crowd not like you. In fact, hate you. I thought that was a bit harsh. And yet, what he's saying is that if you try and please everyone, you will please no one and you will make no impact. And that as a leader, some of your concepts will push boundaries, will provoke people in a positive or negative way. And that is your job as a leader, is to provoke and promote and to get people thinking and doing things differently. So some of the people that are listening to you, observing you, won't like what you have to say and won't like what you have to suggest because it pushes all of their buttons. All that means, this has got nothing to do with you and all to do with them. So as a leader, knowing that you're going to get criticized, you'll have rocks thrown at you, is par for the course. You got to suck it up. And it means that you're doing a good job. It means that you are standing for something. Better to stand for something and be known for something than to be disappearing in a corner being known for nothing. The fourth thing to sacrifice is feeling like a fraud. You know, it's amazing to me after all these years with working with so many different leaders in different industry sectors, very senior people, very senior roles, is that many, many of them feel this sense of fraud. Am I really doing this? Can I really do this? Do I really know what I'm doing? Am I really capable of this? All of that is the inner critic or the inner gremlin, the ego voice that is scared for us to take a risk, because taking a risk means something new and something dangerous perhaps. And that inner voice, is all it's designed to do is to keep us safe. So when the fraud voice comes on, all that means is that it's a fear of growth. And it's something that we can sacrifice when become a leader. Everyone has a first day in the job. Every prime minister, every president, every CEO has a first day on the job where they've never done it before. So what do they have instead? Well, what you can have instead is determination and conviction to find a way, no matter what. So you may not have the skills and resources and ability yet, and your conviction that you will do everything you can to learn and do your best is what will carry you through feeling like a fraud. So I think feeling like a fraud, yep, we can toss that on the sacrifice pile. And the last thing I think we should sacrifice as leaders is hope. And this might be a little controversial in that, why would you want to give up hope? And I think as an emotion, hope is an interesting one, because it kind of sits on the cusp of pessimism and optimism. And hope is the aspiration that things will be different. And yet within its nature is kind of a powerlessness, if you like. The idea of hope is that something else or someone else will change in order for us to feel better. And it kind of harks to a victim mentality or a victim narrative. And I don't think there's any place for that in a leader's lexicon and a leader lexicon, in a leader's vocabulary or in a leader's portfolio of emotions that are useful. Hope, I think, is not powerful enough for us. We're not waiting to be rescued. As leaders, we don't waste energy in a lament of hope. As leaders, we need to forge our own path. We need to decide how we're going to get through something with conviction, with effort, and focus. I think we can replace hope with determination, conviction, and grit. These are things over which we do have control. And we can, with those, determination, conviction, and grit, we can find a way if we're committed. So I'm wondering, what do you sacrifice as a leader? I'm also curious about, what is the cause that you would dedicate your life to? Big questions. I'd love to hear about that. So if you write a comment on the podcast page, that would be awesome. So we're calling this podcast at the show notes, zoerouth.com/podcast/sacrifice. And you can jot a comment down there. I'd love to hear from you. Or just send me an email, zoe@innercompass.com.au. So, five things that we should sacrifice as leaders: selfishness, invisibility, fear of criticism, feeling like a fraud, and hope. All right. Live well, lead well.